The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour, and sadly and tragically, we're watching history being made in a very, very negative way for the United States of America. The United States has made some very bad decisions in our history. There's no doubt about that. I mean, we go all the way back to slavery, which is called the original sin of America. And there is no way to sugarcoat the horrific nature of what slavery was and so forth. Vietnam, listen, I lived through that whole Vietnam thing, and it's a long, involved story, but I was actually drafted twice to go to Vietnam, and they lost my paperwork two times. I think it was just God protecting me. I remember the Vietnam era very, very well, and we made so many mistakes. What's going on in Afghanistan rates up with some of the worst foreign policy mistakes we have ever made in our history. And I do not believe that history is going to treat Joe Biden very well. Objectively, history has judged Jimmy Carter very, very poorly, and rightfully so. He was a really nice guy, but a horrible president. And almost everybody agrees on that. Republican, Democrats alike. I don't know of anybody that defends Jimmy Carter as a president. Nice guy, married to his wife, faithful to her. But nobody defends his presidency. It was terrible. It was horrible. I think Joe Biden will probably rise, well, I started to say above, probably below Jimmy Carter because of the way he's handling things. The president spoke to the American people for about 10, 15 minutes, just a short time ago. And he spoke almost exclusively about COVID. I mean, the whole world is looking at Afghanistan. The whole world is looking at Afghanistan. President Biden comes out in front of the cameras, and for the little bit that I saw, he was really struggling mentally. He was stuttering, stammering, more than usual, squinting, more than usual. And he talked about COVID. And then he didn't accept even one question. Not one. He is trusting, in an exclusive interview that he gave to George Stephanopoulos. Yeah, back for the Clinton administration, George Stephanopoulos, ABC News. Biden gave an exclusive interview to probably the most softball-throwing journalist in the country. And let me read to you just a little bit of that interaction. He won't answer questions. He won't appear before the press. But he did give an interview to George Stephanopoulos, a short one. Stephanopoulos says, quote, "So you don't think this could have been handled, this exit could have been handled better in any way? No mistakes?" That's an intentional pause. Stephanopoulos gives President Biden an opportunity to own the mistakes. You don't think you could have done this any better? You don't think you made any mistakes? Here is his answer, President Biden's answer, and I quote. Now, remember, the question is, you don't think you could have handled this any better? You don't think you made any mistakes? Quote, "No, I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened." What? Do you remember how severely President Trump was treated for not willing to admit that he had made a mistake? Remember that? This is obviously a fiasco, and he's given an opportunity to say, well, you know, in hindsight, we could have done things better. No. Are you saying there were no mistakes and you couldn't have handled it better? No, he says. I don't think it could have been handled in a way that we're going to go back in hindsight and look, but the idea that somehow there's a way to have gotten out without chaos ensuing, I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happened. That is breathtaking in its arrogance. And it continues to get more disturbing. And Frank in Columbus, I'll come to you in just a moment, I promise. But listen to this headline from CNN. "No official U.S. evacuation plan for Americans outside of Kabul." Quote, "The U.S. has no plans to evacuate Americans in Afghanistan who are located outside Kabul. Officials from various departments, including State and Defense, informed Senate staffers at a Tuesday morning briefing they do not know of a way to get those Americans through Taliban checkpoints located outside Kabul, the location of the main airport. They have no plan. How many Americans are still in Afghanistan? Quote, "The precise number of Americans outside Kabul was not immediately clear, but up to 15,000 may still be in Afghanistan." 15,000 people stranded. State Department sent out a message to Americans, and I quote, here is from the message sent from the State Department to Americans stranded in Afghanistan. And I quote, "Now imagine you are in Afghanistan, surrounded by the Taliban who are killing people, slaughtering people. And here is the message you receive from our government." Quote, "Thank you for registering your request to be evacuated from Afghanistan. Please make your way to Hamid Karzai International Airport at this time." And then in all capital letters, "Please be advised that the United States cannot guarantee your security as you make this trip." You are on your own. The official communication from our government to our American citizens trapped in Afghanistan. "If you can make it to the airport, we will try to get you out." Problem: Taliban has completely surrounded the airport. They have checkpoints all around the airport. You have to get through the Taliban if you can make it to the airport. Then you still have to get through the Taliban to get into the airport. Americans have been absolutely abandoned by their own government. And we have been told by the President of the United States, we thought of every contingency. Every contingency? This is just horrific. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
I'm going to go to Frank in Columbus, I promise. But I was just reading through the interview that President Biden gave George Stephanopoulos. Will not take questions from the press. Refuses to take even one question from the press. 4 or 5 days he's been in hiding. Came out of hiding today. Gave a very, very, very brief speech on COVID. And then goes back into hiding. He expects the American people to listen to this interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News. I read a portion of it to you before the break. Stephanopoulos gave him an opportunity. You don't think we made any mistakes? You don't think you could have done better? And Biden says, no, we didn't make any mistakes. It was going to happen anyway, so, you know. And then he gets testy with Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos says this, quote, we've all seen the pictures. We've seen those hundreds of people packed in a C-17. We've seen Afghans falling. And President Biden interrupts him at that point and yells, that was 4 days ago, 5 days ago, man. How many times have we heard the president flip out, get angry, man? That was 4 days ago. That was 5 days ago, man. No, the pictures were actually from Monday. He gave the interview to Stephanopoulos this morning. This is Wednesday. No, that was not 4 or 5 days ago. It was the day before yesterday. All right. I promised I'd go to the phones. Frank in Columbus. Hey, Frank, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome and thank you for calling.
No problem. Yanking everything out real quick here. First off, yeah, it was 4 days ago, man. You know, this is how we deflect away from it, but the lives are still lives, whether it was 4 days ago, 4 weeks ago, or 4 years ago. So, you know, to poo-poo it and try to minimize it, well, you know.
Frank, pardon me for interrupting, but you would think that at that point, the President of the United States would respond with, I know, George, I saw that. It's tragic. It's sad. My heart breaks for those poor people. I am just so sorry. Instead, he does not express 1 ounce of compassion for those people. And he begins yelling at Stephanopoulos for even bringing up the pictures. This man is unhinged. He is. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's okay, but you got to remember, these are Democrats who, you know, death means nothing to them. Whether it's your death, a baby in the womb's death, it doesn't matter. You know, they are the people of death, so, you know, they don't care, you know. So anyways, I just wanted to point out a couple other things. You talked about our past. Well, you know, we can talk about George Bush Sr., who told the Shiites in the south of Iraq to rise up and we would be there for them. They got slaughtered. We've left the Kurds twice now where they get slaughtered by either Saddam Hussein or now Greece. You know, this is what we do. We go in. We haven't fought a war to win since World War II. We haven't fought a legitimate war, and I can't tell you how long, but these are money-making wars, and then it's time to get out. And everybody's made their money. But to leave, now they say 15,000. I've heard 40,000 Americans behind. 40,000. You can't tell me that, hey, we better start evacuating people before we pull the plug. Oh, you know what? Even you and I can figure that out, Bob. I watched a Pentagon briefing where they were asked, you know, are you trying to, like, you know, send in planes and blow up the equipment so they can't have it? No, we're not doing it. I haven't heard of it. No, we have no plans for that. We are dealing with complete lunacy, number one. And it's amazing that even the general staff and the upper people in the military are just as lunatic.
Well, you know, yes, yesterday, in a Pentagon briefing yesterday, a reporter, I don't remember who it was, but a reporter asked one of the generals the question that you just referred to. Are we making any effort to try to regain all of the equipment? Millions, maybe billions of dollars worth of aircraft, equipment on the ground, and so forth. What is the plan to keep these things from falling into the hands of the Taliban and terrorists? And I was watching, Frank. I heard it with my own ears. The answer was, I don't have an answer for that. This is one of the top brass at the Pentagon. And he said, yeah. I don't have an answer for that. You mean to tell me they didn't think about this? They didn't think about this? Are you kidding me?
And Bob, I'm going to leave you with this one. First off, everybody, we need to start praying hard. But be prepared for a wag the dog scenario. And what I mean by that is, you know, you talk about COVID today. We've got a guy who's telling us it is COVID czar. In 3.5 weeks, we'll find out what we're going to do about the people that don't get vaccinations.
Yeah.
Conspiracy theory, blow it out the window, forget it, because, you know, CDC even said that green zone camps, you know, you can go check that out. It's even on their website. But anyways, Bob,
all right,
just
Frank.
Prepare yourself for a wag the dog scenario, because we got to get this off the top fold. So we'll put something else up there. Just
all right.
Yourself.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, have a good one, Bob.
All
Thank
right, you.
You
too. Who knows? You know, who knows? And again, since he brought up COVID, this is serious. Dear friend, I've mentioned him to you, missionary, foreign missionary, young man, came back to the States from the foreign field, got COVID, has been in the hospital now for quite some time, was transferred to another hospital this morning because they've done all that they can do. And the prognosis is very, very poor. Now, we're praying for a miracle. But the doctor told this young man's wife yesterday, people that are this sick with COVID usually don't recover. They usually don't make it. So this is real. This whole COVID thing is how it's being handled. We can debate that all day long. Is fear being instilled? Yes. Is it being used to manipulate people? I have no doubt about it. But it is serious. People are dying. All right, quick break. We'll return.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.